And especially for you, Ralph, they even have a feature in here that will record the audio on your hard drive if you have it hooked up to the radio.
You know, I was thinking, man, this is a thought I had at the last net. Why haven't they come up with a scanner that has a digital recorder in it? And that it displays time, military time, back to you.
Well, there are other ways of doing it. I mean, just a simple tape out jack and record it to the hard drive on your computer. Digital recording in a portable? Yeah, that's possible. In fact, I think one of the Grundig or Eaton models is supposed to have that. And then you've got all the new portables that are coming out that'll do DRM as well. So I think that's going to be one of the functions as part of that whole makeup. Sanjin is supposed to be coming out with one sometime late spring, I believe.
I look forward to that. Okay, Charlie, KC2JXC, we're clear. We're standing by.
Okay, Ralph. All right, well, we'll see everybody next time. And don't forget, we have a new net on Saturday nights at 9 o'clock at New York City Tech Net. Last week was our first net, and good discussion on lithium batteries and a few other things. So now bring your technical questions, computers, cameras, the new Apple iPhone and the new ITV setup, you know, whatever you want to talk about. Saturday is when we talk about all the technical stuff. And I know some people got some new equipment for Christmas and still trying to figure out how to use it. So we'll see you Saturday night as well, 9 o'clock. 7-3, everyone. N21OB.
That was a short net.
Too short. I have one question. Is WWV still on the radio? I can hear it. I can't even hear it these days. Yeah, Peter, I guess compared to last week, it was short. WWV is still on the air. Unfortunately, with propagation the way it is, it's been a little tough to pick them up.
Okay, thanks a lot. Have a great one. God bless, and I'll see you next week or anytime on the net. WCPU, thanks.
Okay, have a good one. And it's one of me.
Billy 3, KT2JX.
One of me, KT2C.
Can't be. Just get close to your microphone.
Okay, I was moving around. You haven't heard any more information about the new fireground story, have you?
No, but I do have an upcoming meeting with somebody who would have that information. So as soon as I find out, I'll let you know.
Okay, I was also, okay, I have the article that was in the Thursday news, and I was also informed that it was in the Sunday Times. Where, what section, I don't know. And then in 2010, what they're going to do. All right.
Okay, no problem. Like you say, it'll probably be about a week or so before I would be able to get the information, but as soon as I know, I'll pass it along.
All right, then, Charlie. 7-3. And 2-1 will be KC2.
Okay, and 2-1
will be. And 2-1 will be WB2SGT.
AB, what's up?
Find the email, not email, fax, old stock certificates. They're either wallpaper, toilet paper, or a millionaire. Anyway, WWZ, didn't you hear something about that?
Well, Will was asking if they were still on the air, and they are. She said with the propagation, it's kind of tough to pick them up lately. CHU, though, in Canada, there was talk about them either changing frequencies or going off the air. That's still a little up in the air.
Well, I'm an old technical material corporation transmitter tech. The transmitters used by WWZ in Fort Collins, Colorado were GPT 10Ks using 4CX 10,000A tubes derated to 3,500 watts. And the CHU Canada, same transmitter, GPT 10Ks, derated. So, you know, how far can you expect 3,500 watts to go? I mean, when we were kids, the AM radio in a car worked. And today, you can hardly hear anything on the AM radio anymore. So, who knows?
Well, the FCC has slowly been doing away with clear channel, putting lower powered stations on the same frequency. More concerned with what they call the coverage area A rather than B. So the contour A is, you know, the primary listening area. If you're outside of it, well, tough. Somebody else comes in, you're not the primary listener anyway.
I'm still trying to deal with these stations 87.9, 87.8, 87.7. I was on your website there and linked to the FCC, and it just doesn't come up. I mean, I can tune in 87.7 on my Sanjian 803, but it's not a selected frequency. You know, it's not on the list, and the very same station operates the low power TV on channel 6. And I just turned on my little handheld TV and there's nothing on there.
You see James and H?
Hey, Francisco. Yeah, well, channel 6 is used in Philadelphia, WPBI. And the low power station up here in New York, they did was that they took their audio carrier and shifted it in frequency, so it wasn't exactly on the same one that Channel 6 in Philadelphia was using. And then they turned off the video carrier, and then they're just broadcasting audio, from what I understand. They may have the video carrier on, but there's no picture. So all you're hearing is the audio. And, you know, some are pirates operating that area, and at least one of them is legit.
Let's get that station in WB2SGD.
Yeah, good evening. This is Keith from City Transmission. So, I was listening to your conversation there, and you mentioned some radio stations like 87.7, 87, you know, 88 plus, and blah blah blah. I was listening to that radio station 87.7, and it's kind of interesting because on my Iowa receiver, I can't pin it down here at home. I know I have a problem with the ham signals also, but sometimes I hear it at 88.9 and 88.5 and other things, so I don't know if that's just my tuner here at home or not. I know my ICOM, I could listen to it. It's a weak signal, and I know it's coming from Brooklyn. But my question is this. I have echoes from other radio stations like Kiss FM and whatever in that area. Is that just my tuner, and if so, how do I calibrate that, or is that just an echo that is just sporadically on there, and is that what's going on? Over.
No, it's in your receiver, Francisco. You're too close to the transmitter site, so you're getting front-end overloading on your radio.
WB2SGT. Your wonderful DC light receivers will pick everything up, but unfortunately, they don't have a very selective front end. My little handheld is no better.
Have a attenuator in that radio. Turn it on. That'll help knock down some of the signal, so you get less of that imaging of the station popping up in other parts of the band and when they go along.
Yeah, Charles, anyway, you know what? Every time I filed a complaint on 87.9, it knocked off one pirate station. And as fast as that pirate station was off, somebody else was there. Now, I think the FCC's been pretty good about that. There hasn't been anybody there. But, hey, I get free Sirius and XM in my car by tuning to 87.9.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a big problem that the FCC is trying to bang XM and Sirius over the head with, is that they're building transmitters for their little devices, and they're just too powerful. So that's why, a year or two ago after Howard Stern went to satellite radio, that people in Queens along the Long Island Expressway were hearing it on the lower edge of their FM band because the people in their cars were rebroadcasting it.
Now, my little Hyundai does not receive low 87.9, so I can't, you know, pick anything else. But the problem is, I don't have a selection of what I want to listen to. I have to listen to whatever the guy in the car in front of me is listening to.
Well, if you're picking up their rebroadcasting setup, then yeah. Other than that, you have to tune around yourself. Those rebroadcasters, though, can tune, I believe, all the way up to 92 or so. So it's basically in the portion of the band that's supposed to be reserved for low-power, you know, educational stations is where they have these little rebroadcasting units. But they're only supposed to have so much power to go from the device to your car radio, not to the car radio down the road or the person who lives in the apartment building that you're passing.
CSX. Good evening, everybody. K2CSX. Good evening, this is Mark. Happy New Year to you, to everybody on frequency. Charlie, I don't know if you know, there's a, since you're talking on the case of radio stations, pirate radio stations, they got one operating up here in the Bronx. It's going by the name of Hype FM. They play 24-hour reggae music. And they on, I believe they on 89.1. That's where they hang out at, on 89.1. And all kinds of stuff. You can tell they're pirates over there, just the way they talk. And, you know, I even heard them a couple of nights using profanity over there, so... something of interest, K2CSX.
Okay, yeah, the FCC busted a couple of them recently, I think 102.3 and another one in the area. 89.1, if I remember correctly, is used for a low-power on-campus station for NYU down in the village.
Yeah, they were kind of like causing a lot of interference to them. Because NYU, they're up here in Bronx Community College. That was once upon a time their uptown campus to go. So they left their transmitter facility up at the school there, and this radio station was causing some sort of fluttering with them. They were somewhere up around White Plains Road, up in the Gun Hill Road area of the Bronx. And they're still on. They shut it off and then they shut it on. You know, some days they're there, some days they're not.
Yeah, catch as catch can. Like the old WHOT 91.5, where they used to run around the southern part of Brooklyn in a van, drive up to a payphone. They would give out that number for the show.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, pirate radio of the early 80s.
WB2SGT. Chico. The stock certificates that I'm researching were owned by my mother's uncle. And before pirate radio, there was pirate re-recording of 78 RPM records, and that's what he did. It's kind of funny. So, it hasn't changed too much.
Imagine if they had digital rights management for 78 LPs.
One of the websites I'm on, or was on, for old-time radio, and I left a link, was for the first video player. It was a 78 RPM portable record player, and the records contained the low resolution video like Baird or Jenkins. I'm heavy into this. I go back to teletype and all this wonderful good stuff. And the good news that I have now is that I no longer have to have a TU. I can get software for the computer that will run almost any of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's the new frontier, Pete. Everything's done in software. That's where you don't have to spend money on boxes.
I remember my first phase lock loop decoder. That was a long time ago. Hey, remember HAL? They made active tune circuit for wide and narrow shift RIDI. And like I said, now plug into your computer.
Yeah, DXP-38 modem boards. And man, the old boxes you plug into the sides of TI-99s and VIC-20s. And robot, slow scan TV, $1,000 box. Amazing stuff. Now everything's on your sound card. Because of the DSP chip that's in your sound card, it's so powerful. It's able to discern minute differences in the sound and pull it out, and with the right software, it can decode it properly. Let's embrace the new frontier.
Yeah. An iPod telephone. All right. Have a great evening, Charles, WB2SGT.
Okay, have a good one. Get back to the computer. I got some things I got to work on. And 1 will be.